Bitachon for Life, Shir number 145, Monday, Parshas Re'eh. We are talking about the practical application of the first level of Bitachon, which is Mivtach, that a person develops feelings of trust for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that even if things do not work out the way that he wants, he trusts that Hashem has his best interests in mind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations are much greater than ours. And although we know what we want, we bow our heads, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations. And we trust Hashem. That is the midah of Mivtach. Now the truth is, Mivtach is necessary as a safety net. Because as we are going to advance in the different levels of Bitachon, we are going to explain that even though a person is secure, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mirtz Hashem help him, but we are not 100% guaranteed to see a Yeshua in every situation. The only time a person is guaranteed to see the Yeshua is if he is relying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him the Yeshua and he is 100% secure about it. And we explain that 100% secure means that if he doesn't get the Yeshua Chas V'Shalom, he would be as shocked as if the sun didn't rise tomorrow morning. Sun rising is 100% guaranteed, so to speak, in our mind. If the Yeshua in our mind is guaranteed like that, then we are 100% certain that we will see the Yeshua. But for most people, in most instances, we cannot be 100% secure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us the Yeshua. Even when we put effort into it, we can be 60%, 70%, 80%, but it's very difficult for a person to be 100% secure about anything in Bitachon. So therefore, a person always has to have his response in case, Chas V'Shalom, he does not experience the Yeshua. Because again, Bitachon is the most powerful tool to achieve a Yeshua. And if you want to see a Yeshua, the best place to put your effort is in Bitachon. But because Bitachon is not 100% guaranteed, if you don't feel what's called 100% Bitachon, therefore we have to have that safety net, and we have to understand that even if Chas V'Shalom we don't see the Yeshua, we trust Hashem. That's why Mivtach is so important. Because although it is a lower level of Bitachon, and we are Mitzvah Hashem are striving to get higher than that, but we always have to have that feeling that we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we rely on Hashem that He will save us. But ultimately, we trust Hashem. And therefore, even if things do not work out, Chas V'Shalom, the way we want them to work out, we fall back on Mivtach. And we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person develop these feelings of Mivtach? So the easiest way is through repetition. And really, there's two things that we have to internalize to feel Mivtach. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching us, and He never lets anything slip by Him. Number two is the endless love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. When we internalize these two things, and really internalize them, we will really feel Mivtach. Yes, in Mirtz Hashem, we are going to grow into different levels of Bitachon. But this level of Mivtach has to be solid by us. We have to constantly repeat to ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gets distracted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us more than we love ourselves. And if we can repeat this to ourselves hundreds of times a day, we say it quietly, or even preferably if we say it out loud when we're privately by ourselves. This will help us internalize real feelings of Mivtach, real feelings of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations.